The international literacy nonprofit Lit World has a challenge for you today. On this, its 11th annual Read Aloud Day, the group is challenging everyone to choose a book or a story and read it out loud. Cognoscenti commentator and WBUR news anchor Sharon Brody endorses the idea.
Read Aloud Day? Okay, it's a start, but I would contend that reading aloud is a way of life. My kids are grown, but somewhere in a parallel universe where the clock stands still, they're by my side. I'm trying to remember what accent I used last time for which character, and we are turning the pages together. Picture books, novels, poems, and so many fact books. Such was our infinite soundtrack. Snuggled under blankets with stuffed animals in bed, or huddled with our peanut butter sandwiches around the kitchen table, there you'd find us, day after day, year after year, immersed in other worlds, the written words drifting through the air. You probably assume this routine fizzled out by the time my sons were better readers than me and taller, but nope. Assume again. Piling onto the couch to listen and read, even with those long, skinny teenage legs fighting for position, that gave us the comfort of cozying up well after the guys had reached the ages when so much as a wave from your mom in public is the most horrible thing that ever happened to you. We shared laughter, heartaches, questions, and surprises. We smashed to smithereens the concept of reading level. This experience helped make my sons the readers and listeners and thinkers and dreamers they are, and helped forge unbreakable bonds. The older the kids became, and the further they traveled from the land of pretend, the more they seemed to appreciate the oasis of the read aloud. So, here's my unsolicited parenting advice. Extend the ritual as much as you can. The magic of being read to does not disappear just because it's no longer a practical necessity. Don't take my word for it. The experts agree. To name just a few of the benefits, reading aloud to kids, including big kids, helps them beef up their vocabulary, improve attention, enhance empathy. The list goes on. Time has this pesky habit of moving on. My babies are men. Reading aloud, that's something we used to do. But having done it, that was the best.
Sharon Brody is a news anchor for WBUR. She's also a contributor to our ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti.